inside the Birmingham Library. I stupidly was standing outside a short period of time ago asking somebody where it was, and they pointed to this massive lattice of a building right next to me, which did on the doors in small letters say British Library. And I'm here for the National Photography Symposium. Every year, an amazing collection of people getting together and discussing all things, really, data, photography, stories, you name it. And I'm standing here right now with a participant in this said conference, Mark Mowles. Where are you from?
Birmingham, Sutton Coldfield.
Oh, we're not far away at all.
No, nice and local.
So have you been to any more of these?
I've been to a few symposiums at the library, yeah. But this has been the most exciting and engaging one, yeah.
Really? Because, I mean, I didn't want to sound surprised. Really, it's more disappointment because I've been stuck in traffic all day and I've only just got here. So what has been some of the highlights for you?
Well, the whole thing, it's just listening to other people's points of views and perspectives, and I seem to have got a lot of resonance within the different aspects of it, you know, and so like finding a commonality of views against the general establishment and things like that, you know, and just the business speak and corrupting of ideas into art, basically, which seems a bit of a misfit.
It's really interesting. Photographers really like to talk, don't they, as well? I mean, whenever somebody puts their hands up at a photography symposium, I know that I could be in store for something that's potentially going to be longer than the actual talk.
No comment.
You were quite quick, I thought. You've got some interesting projects happening. Yeah. One involving water and cameras, which sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah, and phones. £200 later. Thank you very much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Exploring the River Tame from its source. It's got two. One at Oldbury and one at Warsaw. It's all restricted access. And even being here today has made me re-evaluate the way I record that, because it's sort of like developing into a personal journey as well as a documentary. And I'm finding that I'm documenting the actualities through found objects and also my personal journey through it as well. And looking at one of the elements of today, there's a competition coming up, and that's evidence. And I thought, wow! And it's just a lot of synchronicity falling in around different things. It's really good.
Tell me about the Tame. Where does it start? Where does it end? And why is it so difficult to get to?
Well, it's an inconvenience, basically. It's a drainage system and nothing more than that at the moment. That's when you take it from the source. You've got the one source from Oldbury, which goes up to Beskar. Then you've got the Warsaw arm, which goes from Warsaw to Beskar. And then it flows under the M6 down to Perry Bar and then out through Water Orton that way till it goes up to Oriwas and meets the Trent. And it's just one of the most, restricted access rivers in the country.
Inaccessible.
And it's got motorways, we've got the A38 over it. And stations, railways, all sorts.
Sounds like a great opportunity for some urban exploration. A lot of subterranean levels, no doubt. Has anybody traversed, or should I say kayaked, from one end to the other in its entirety?
Not that I've seen.
Sounds like a... you're planning something.
Yeah, I'm doing the whole length of it, yeah. So at the moment I've got a really top-notch set of waders, which can climb with studded boots and that, so I'm nice and secure. And so I'm wading as long as I can wade. And
that helps. Not that deep?
No. Well, it varies suddenly.
Like a kind of Laurel and Hardy sketch.
Yeah. Well, one moment, sort of like just to your ankles and take two paces and you're up to your waist, really. It's like...
So you really want a canoe?
Yeah, I love a canoe. I really love a canoe.
You haven't got a canoe?
I haven't got a canoe, no.
But you want a canoe. Is anybody listening to this that's just not using... I would say a Canadian canoe is something you probably want, because you could paddle in your waders, get out when you need to, drag it over shopping trolleys and body... I bet there's bodies there.
Oh, yeah.
You'd laugh at the thought of dead bodies in rivers.
Oh, no. I think about that when I'm going through some of the tunnels, you know, I think, what is in it?
Yeah. And for drainage, I mean, what kind of stuff is it draining?
Well, it all looks pretty clean, besides the mess of polythene. It's quite. I want to get some lights on it because I think you can make some really artistic structures out of it. So I'm intrigued with that. But there's just a myriad of different things, loads of garden refuse and fountains and TVs, kettles.
This looks like a project that could take you the rest of your life.
Yeah, it could.
Well, why not? Why not focus once in all, unless you get a canoe. Let's put a call out, definitely. I mean, I know people buy canoes, they sit in the bottom of the garden or in the garage and then they don't use them for ages. This would be awesome if they could loan you that particular canoe. How would they find you? Should they be listening to this and going, I've got a canoe, not doing anything?
Well, I've got a website, that's markmoles, photography.com.
And that's spelled MarkMoweles, photography.com.
That's the one. And I've got a blog spot, Mark Moles, blog. What else have we got? Email, markmoweles, @icloud.com.
So there's no excuse. Think about what your possible. Have you got a car?
Yeah, yeah. Volvo.
With the roof rack.
No, I had a Volvo. It's a Mazda now.
God,
that one died. Ended up in the river.
Battling past it, hopefully. Well, good luck with everything.
Nice one. Thanks very much indeed.